Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. And remember also this weekend, Brother John will be preaching in the morning. Pray for the services and that the Lord will have his way. And also that a sister wanted to come to the services, but the family doesn't want to come. I don't want to say who it is. You know who it is. I'm sure everybody knows. She's keen to come to the meetings, but the rest of the house is not so keen. And let's just pray, you know, when you're praying, that the Lord will just undertake. Amen. Let's read this then, verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let us just bow, praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you this evening that this indeed is ours, the privilege as the people of God, that we can draw from thy footstool and come into thy very throne room and into thy very presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Lord, we thank you tonight for the precious shed blood of the Lamb. We thank you that the blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Lord, we plead the merits of the blood on our lives afresh. On this building and house afresh tonight, we plead the merits of the blood of the Lamb of God. We ask for perfect liberty in the Holy Spirit tonight. We've read where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We ask that the Spirit of the Lord will come. We ask that liberty will come and liberation in Jesus' precious name. Father, we pray for Karen tonight. Indeed, that thou wilt touch her and deliver her, and that thou wilt save her and heal her in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, for the others that's already been praying for, Brother Idris and our Brother Keith, that you'll touch every one of them. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Father, for our dear sister, Lord, that you'll make a way for her. Yes. Lord, that you'll just move by the power of your Spirit. Yes. In Jesus Christ's name. Now, Lord, bless your word to their hearts. Mm-hmm. Lord, we know that your word gives strength and gives life. Yes. And we just ask for that tonight. Lord, I need your help and I take the Holy Spirit by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you, Lord, you undertake for me, in Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. This is just a short few thoughts tonight on some this scripture, and I wasn't going to bring any notes at all. I just had a few scriptures wrote down, but this here is easier to see when it's on this. Liberty. The Spirit of the Lord is where it is. There's liberty. Praise God. Liberty means emancipation from bondage. Freedom. That's what liberty means. Emancipation. True freedom. Now right away you say, yes, freedom from the world. Freedom from sin. Yes, but it's more than that. It's more than that. It's freedom from denominational bondage as well. And there's so many people today is in bondage, denominational bondage. And if you don't run with a certain clique and a certain crowd, you're not in. And they'll not want you. That's denominational bondage. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's emancipation, there's freedom. Amen. Don't you want freedom? You don't want to hear an issue here, Father, Brother, so-and-so. You're not in. That's not the Spirit. That's a man's, that's bondage. You don't want to hear an extra lesson so-and-so's teaching. You're not in. That's bondage. The Holy Spirit gives you liberty. The Holy Spirit gives you freedom. The whole where the Holy Spirit is, there's liberty. Perfect liberty. And you know the Holy Spirit brings anointing. And when the anointing comes, the Bible says that the anointing destroys the yokes of bondage. It destroys them. It doesn't just break them, it annihilates them, it destroys them. Breaks them and destroys them, praise God. All types of bondage, all types of denomination of bondage. And I believe there's so many people today in bondage, and I'm not just talking about organized churches as we know, I'm talking a lot closer than that. You know what I mean when I say that? There's so much bondage tonight, and people are in bondage and they're in fear. They're afraid to move out in the Holy Spirit. They're afraid to seek God for the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit of God moves on, they're afraid to speak in tongues. It's studying again and reading a bit about tongues. Tongues is that a funny thing. Paul, where does the Bible say to forbid tongues? Where does the Bible say not to have tongues? Nowhere. The Bible actually says forbid not to speak with tongues. Paul said that. And you know we're living in the last days, and the end time prophet said, I preached what Paul preached. But there's those that would bring us into bondage. And they tell us we don't need any gifts of spirit. They tell us we just have the word. The word, the word, the word, the word. We just have the word. And we certainly believe in the word. But we also believe that you need the spirit.
Amen.
And the word.
Yeah.
Just like you need the blood and the spirit, you need the spirit and the word. Amen.
Yeah.
We need the Holy Spirit to quicken the word of God. We need the Holy Spirit to take the word and make it live, or else it's just a dead letter. And it's only the Holy Spirit that can quicken the word of God. Emancipation, freedom from bondage. Aren't you glad? Freedom from bondage. Amen. Many, some of us that were here were in certain denominations, and when we heard certain things preached, we knew it wasn't in the Bible. But they preached it anyhow. But it just didn't sit right because we knew it wasn't in the word of God. But when you step forward and you challenge it, or you don't agree with it, it's either ship up or out. And that's how it is. And there's so much of it still today. It's everywhere. Denomination of bondage. But the Holy Spirit gives us liberty from bondage. Freedom. The Spirit of God doesn't come to bind you. The Spirit of God comes to free you. When the Spirit of God fell on Samson, when they tied him with those green whips, he broke them. He didn't remain tied. The Spirit of God comes on you, you won't remain tied or in bondage. You'll be free. Set free. And God wants us to be free. In Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 2, and this is a prophecy concerning Jesus himself. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. The Lord hath anointed me to preach. We need anointed to preach. Quickened to preach. Anointed to preach. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord anointed Jesus to preach. Jesus didn't just preach, but he was anointed to preach. And the Spirit of the Lord anointed Jesus to preach. Do you imagine? He's the Lord Jesus. He's the Word. Jesus was the Word. But he still needed anointed to preach. Do you believe that?
Yes.
That's the Bible. Now, if the Word needed anointed to preach, how much more do we need anointed to preach? We're just using that Word. We're not actually the Word like he was the Word. The Word's in us. We are reading the Word, we are saying the Word, but he was actually the Word. In the beginning was the Word. John 1:1. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he needed anointed. Now the Lord needed anointed, we need anointed. We need to be seeking God for a greater anointing. A greater anointing on the preaching. A greater anointing coming in the congregation. A greater anointing coming on people to bring them in. The anointing of the Holy Spirit's what does it. We can have all sorts of ideas what'll do it, but you think of this. When the ark was made, God brought them in. Nobody ran out of a stake. You know what I'm saying? You know, we'll herd these animals in. That never happened. And you know, when you read this Bible and study this Bible, the Bible says that it was noised abroad that Jesus was in the house and the multitudes came. Amen. It was noised abroad that Jesus was there. We need the Lord to be moving. We need the anointing. We need to be praying. We don't want to be getting familiar. Well, whoever's preaching, no matter who it is, we need to be praying. Whoever's preaching, pray the Lord anoint them. That God will move upon them. The Holy Spirit, look, He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison doors to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. So I'll tell you, this is what the anointing does, all these things. Praise God. Jesus came to do all these things. And if Jesus came to do all these things, and Hebrews 13 and 8 says He's the same, then He still comforts them that mourn. Amen. Yes. The Lord still does it. In Psalms 147, verse 3 to 5, He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. So the Lord healeth the broken in heart and He bindeth up their wounds. Praise God. And what are we to do? Look at verse 4. He telleth the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord and great power. His understanding is infinite. And the Lord wants us to praise Him. He wants us to praise Him when we're going through a hard time. He wants us to seek His face when we're going through the hard time. Not just when all's going well. But the Lord wants us to do it. You see an athlete. When an athlete hits the peak of his performance, whether it's cycling, running, weightlifting, they don't care what it is, don't care what sport it is, when they're near it, when they're at the top of their physical, you know what they get to, they can't slack off. They can't say, well, I'll leave this week, I'll leave out this week, I'll not train this week, I'll not train the following week, 2 weeks, and I don't care who it is, I'll guarantee they'll not be at the top after 2 weeks. That's a fast, they'll go back. Now, you know it's not the works, but look, the works proves your faith. Amen. And the Bible says we are to gather often as we see the day approaching, and the same Bible says we are to pray without ceasing. The Lord wants us to pray, even when it's going well, pray. And if things are difficult, praise Him. That's the hardest time to do it, but that's called the sacrifice of praise. When it's difficult, praise God and give God the thanks and give God the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord in trouble. When we're in a hard time, a difficult place, we need to praise the Lord. When we're in the valley of the shadow of death, we need to praise the Lord. When we're surrounded by our enemies, we need to praise the Lord. When we're discouraged and weary, and we need to overcome with problem and cares, we need to praise Him. Amen. We're never closer to God than when we humble ourselves and completely yield ourselves to the presence of Almighty God. That's when you're closest to the Lord. When you humble yourself and say, Lord, I need You. You're not close to God if you stick your chest out and say, well, I'll tell you what, I'm in a great place, I can do it. The Bible says, let him that standeth take heed lest he fall. God wants us to humble ourselves. You know all the old preachers, Jack Cohen, and all the old preachers used to say, you can't get this unless you get real low. Amen. Humble themselves. And if we humble ourselves before God, God wants us to humble ourselves and seek His face and call upon the Lord. And He doesn't want us to pretend. We need a move of God in our meetings. There's no point trying to say anything different. We need God to move. We need more anointing, more of the power of God. We need more manifestation, more gifts of the Holy Spirit. We need to see people coming in. We need to see people getting Now, I believe with all my heart, I'm preaching it to myself as much as everybody else. I have to watch that I don't get slack. I have to watch that I'm in that place. And sometimes, you know, you can be busy with work and different things, and it's hard to get the time. But we have to make time for God. Oh, I tell you, your man that spends time with God, he'll not have to tell you. You never have to tell you, and a woman that spends time for God, they never have to tell you. You'll know it. You'll know it. You'll just know it. And there's something about them. Amen. It's called anointing. Praise God. Psalms 147 verse 6 says, the Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. The Lord lifteth up the meek. That's him that humbles himself. Amen. The Lord lifts him up. Praise God. They're in the shelter of his arms. We will find that his love never changes. His mercy endures forever. In the shelter of his arms. The Bible talks about abiding under the shelter of the Almighty. The times of trouble, praise God. Amen. Men would bring us into bondage. They bring you into bondage. I know, I'm telling you, it's the truth. You find people, I'll tell you, they won't come your way, but they'll try and take you their way. And they'll tell you, well, I don't agree with that. And then they'll hand you something on down along the road. And I'll tell you, it's a bigger one to swallow. But we need to stay God's way. Stay in the middle of the road with everything. Not be too extreme one way or the other, but just stay with the Lord. I've got to a stage, to be honest with you, people want to argue with things, I don't bother with it no more. Because it's not important enough. People's dying, people's going to hell, we need to be praying for loved ones to get saved and God to move. Instead of wasting time, the Bible says, a fool's like thorns crackling under a pot. Amen? I want to read you Psalms. Psalms here, 136, and I want to read you all of it tonight. I'm not going to be long tonight. I just want to read this and say a few more things. And I want to encourage you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So what do we need to do? We need to pray for the Spirit of the Lord to come, and then everything else will be all right. Amen? Psalms 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. Who give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endure forever. Who give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endure forever. To him who alone doth great wonders, for his mercy endure forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endure forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endure forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endure forever. To the sun that ruled by day, for his mercy endure forever. To the moon and stars that ruled by night, for his mercy endure forever. To him that smote Egypt and their firstborn, for his mercy endure forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endure forever. To him which divided the Red Sea in parts, for his mercy endure forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endure forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endure forever. To him that led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endure forever. To him that smote the great kings, for his mercy endure forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endure forever. Sihon, king of Amorites, for his mercy endure forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endure forever. And gave their land for inheritance, for his mercy endure forever. Even in the heritage unto Israel, a servant, for his mercy endure forever. Who remembereth us in our low estate, for his mercy endure forever. And redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endure forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endure forever. Who give thanks unto the Lord of heaven, for his mercy endure forever. The Lord takes pleasure in those that fear him. And the psalmist here is reminding God. And when we pray, we need to remind God what his word says. Lord, you said, if I pray and look to heaven, then I'll hear from you. Lord, you said, if we seek fast and seek your face, we'll hear from heaven. Lord, you said. Lord, you said, if we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lord, you said. contain it. The Lord wants us to pray and remind them of His word. And the psalmist here is praising God, and he's telling God, and he's giving God the glory, and he's giving God the praise. Lord, you saved me. Lord, you delivered me. Lord, you healed me. Lord, you filled me with the Holy Spirit. Lord, you touched me. Lord, you met my need. Lord, you put bread on the table. Lord, you put clothes on my back. The Lord done it. I'm going to even show you why he done it even more in a moment here. Psalms 147 verse 11, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. He takes pleasure in it. Everything, praise the Lord. Psalms 148 reads, like a roll call, asking for every created thing to celebrate God's greatness. God created all this. He also sustains all this. Were it not for Jesus Christ upholding all things by the word of his power, none of it would exist. You can read it at home, and you'll know that it's like a roll call. Read Psalms 148 at home when you have time, either tonight or in the morning, and you'll see what I'm saying is the truth. Hebrews 1 verse 3, who being the brightness of glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down in the right hand of the majesty in high. This whole earth held up by God. This whole thing's running, moving. It's operating because of Jesus Christ. He sustains it. He keeps it. If he keeps the universe, if he feeds the birds, the lilies of the field, everything you can think of, and look out here and look out there, the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, God done it all. How much more will he look after his own elect, which call upon him day and night? The Bible says he will. The entire universe would fly apart, totally disintegrate into nothingness. Ever since creation, God has continued to hold creation together. Further, he supplies the needs of creation. Psalms 104 lists just a few of the ways God provides for the creation he made, including mankind. Tells you what it is, what God does. Let me just read you a few verses of it, of Psalms 104 tonight. Praise God, ain't the Lord good? I'll just read a few of these and then we're going to close. Bless the Lord, O my soul. My God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honour and majesty, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou considerest it with the deep as with its garment. The water stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountain. They go down by the valley unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink till every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven and their habitation which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, the herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. That's God. God does all these things, praise God. Isn't this some Psalm 104? This is our God. Now God does all that with his earth, and God says he provides for me and you from this. What are we worrying about? It's the devil wants us to worry. The Bible says we're to be anxious for nothing. But with everything, with prayer and supplication, I'm going to stop it. Feel the presence of the Lord now. It's a good time to pray when you feel the presence of the Lord. Never milk it out. Never milk it out. I'm going to tell you, it's a big mistake. So I've seen preachers, it's evangelists, and the God starts to move on the meat when and they're preaching, and then they think they're getting the people saved, and they look it out, and they ruin it. When the cake speaks, remove it. Don't burn it. Let's come and seek God. Amen.